This is Fresh Air. Each year, the holiday season brings new Christmas music. And rock critic Ken Tucker has been listening to it all to select the songs he's enjoyed the most. This year's picks include new holiday albums by Ben Folds and the country group Little Big Town, as well as a duet from a very famous pop star and a very famous football player. Here's Ben Folds with his new song, The Bell That Couldn't Jingle.
A Christmas bell was crying, then Santa heard it say, I just can't seem to jingle, and I can't go on the sleigh. Then Santa soon discovered.
There are two ways to go when recording Christmas music, devout or irreverent. By devout, I don't mean somberly religious as much as I mean sincere and respectful. Few pop performers do devout sincerity more assiduously than Ben Folds, whose earnest tone is ideal for holiday songs. Folds has a new album called Slayer, as in Christmas Slay, though I'm sure, given his puckish sense of humor, he meant the title to echo the name of the thrash metal band Slayer, spelled differently, and authors of albums such as Rain in Blood. Ben Folds, by contrast, wants to reign in heaven, blessed to sing his new would-be Christmas standard called Christmas Time Rhyme.
Christmas morning in the back of the old family Ford, with my feet dangling, wondering when they might grow to the floor. Pumpkin pie wrapped in foil, and gifts wrapped in newspaper, ringing the bell of my grandmother's door. All the memories that the season stored. Hey!
The sentimentality that is inherent in much country music gives it an ideal base upon which to build holiday music, and the four-member country act Little Big Town has now created The Christmas Record, a straightforward title for a briskly sung collection that mixes standards with original material, such as their single, Glow.
These hills, these roads, could use some snow. Let it be Christmas. You're bright, you're cheap, boxed up all gear. Let it be Christmas. Let's shine.
One of Little Big Town's better choices of country covers is their version of a song I wish more people listened to at this time of year, Merle Haggard's lovely song, If We Make It Through December.
If we make it through December, everything's gonna be all right, I know. It's the coldest time of winter, shiver when I see the falling snow. If we make it through December, got plans to be in a warmer town come summertime, maybe even California. If we make it through December, we'll be fine.
My final selection of new Christmas music is a duet between a very famous pop star and a very famous football player. No, no, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce have not cut their version of Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. I'm talking about Travis's brother Jason Kelce and his duet with Stevie Nicks, doing Ron Sexsmith's beautiful holiday song, Maybe This Christmas.
Maybe this Christmas will mean something more. Maybe this year love will appear deeper than ever before.
And maybe forgiveness will ask us to call. someone we love, someone we've lost for reasons we can't quite recall. Maybe this Christmas,
maybe there'll be an open door, maybe the star that shone before will shine once more.
That surprisingly effective Kelsey Stevie duet is part of an album called A Philly Special Christmas Party, a Philadelphia Eagles charity fundraiser. Thinking back to the start of this review, all of my new examples are devout, not irreverent. Maybe next year someone will come up with a new novelty Christmas hit, but as it stands, this year is well served by some very soothing music.
Rock critic Ken Tucker reviewed new Christmas music from Ben Folds, Little Big Town, and Jason Kelsey and Stevie Nicks singing a duet on A Philly Special Christmas Party. On Monday's show, actor and comic Ronnie Chang. He was brought to The Daily Show by Trevor Noah and became a field correspondent. Now he's one of the rotating correspondents who anchor the show. He co-stars in the new series Interior Chinatown and was in the film Crazy Rich Asians. He has a new Netflix comedy special. I hope you can join us. To keep up with what's on the show and get highlights of our interviews, follow us on Instagram at NPR Fresh Air. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our senior producer today is Roberta Sharrock. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham, with additional engineering support by Joyce Lieberman, Julian Hertzfeld, and Diana Martinez. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Phyllis Myers, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, Teresa Madden, Monique Nazareth, Thea Challoner, Susan Yakundi, and Anna Bauman. Our digital media producer is Molly C.V. Nesper. For Terry Gross and Tanya Mosley, I'm David Bianculli. Thank you.